Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids, a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum, take it from Spoon, and lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
Hey everyone, this is the Most Reverend Father Spoon.
This is Sick Puppy.
Coming to you with another shouldidrinkthat.com beer review,
where even if it's crap,
we drink it.
So you don't have to.
Damn Skippy.
Fucking A.
I don't know what episode this is going to be. This could be 22 or 23.
22.4 or something 21 like that. 21 point something. I don't know.
We don't know when the hell we're going to release this.
Off-the-cuff show. Spoon is moving towards Sick Puppy's domain.
And yeah.
I helped them move a little bit today, so we figure we'd
I'm do a little short, exhausted.
A little short recording, you know, while we had the opportunity.
Well, Sister Lushy's unpacking boxes. I decided to come out and play for a little bit. What we have tonight are some Belgians.
Yeah, some fine Belgian ales and whatnot.
That's about all you need to know.
Yeah.
Belgians.
I'm looking forward to the Belgians.
The first one that we have here is, now this is pretty cool. It's Flemish Primitive Wild Ale. It's the Demonfish edition, and pretty much the reason why we bought this one is because it's got a pretty sweet-looking label.
Yeah, it's cool. And, you know,
it's got to be good.
I'm a Belgian fan, so I figured check it out, man. Sometimes they can be rough. Sometimes they can be good, you know.
Well, Brake Beer has us coming in at 87, with Beer Advocate at an 85.
So it fucking better be good, right?
You think.
It should be good, man. It's a good Belgian. Open that up. Nice. That's a weird-ass cork on that thing. It's like
it's rubber.
Yeah. What's it called? New cork.
New cork. 25D. New cork.
Whatever that means.
Dude, that is really weird. That wow, you could.
Yeah, come out really
like
easy.
It's a cork gun.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Come out really easy.
You know, if someone was breaking into my house.
No flakage.
And I just decided to start shooting people. This is what I'd use to hit them with.
Fucking rubber cork.
Ping.
All right, dude.
All right, let's pour this one.
Just give it a shot. Oh, dude, that smells like. Green apple? Is that what it is?
Hold on. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Sour apple.
Sour apple, that's it.
Oh, it's like most sour apples have a little bite to them.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not liking this.
All right.
It's our first beer. I don't like it.
Yeah, right off the cuff, too. Oh, no bullshit, we just dove right into this one.
I'll look at that for a little bit. You got something in the bottom of your glass. Oh! Oh, yeast!
It's a little chunky.
Oh! That's Brahma-esque.
Yeah, it kind of brings back the Brahma.
Wow. Oh, that just looks foul. All
right, I'm going to fucking drink it anyway.
Yep.
Cheers, brother.
Go ahead and try it. Let me know what you think about it. It smells like sour apple, though.
Yeah, it doesn't smell very good.
All right, let's try this.
Color's nice. Oh, dude, that's fucking foul.
Oh.
You know what that means.
I take it you don't like it.
I hate it. It's almost got a vinegar back taste to
it. Yeah, it does. Oh, that is disgusting.
I don't know if it's bad or what.
Oh, I don't even know even why this sucks. That's, you know what? It tastes like vinegar. That's all you need to know about this beer.
It smells like green apples and tastes like vinegar. Let it go. Dude, you know what this means, right? It's chugging time.
Oh, we got to chug this.
It's true to the word, man. We haven't done this for a while. So.
It's kind of like if you were going down on Mrs. Appleseed.
Yeah.
That's what this is like. Not that I know from experience.
Get down to her core.
Okay. We got to chug this.
Chug it. Cheers.
I don't even want this thing
to I don't fucking
want
to do this.
All right. There we go. Fuck it, chug it.
Dude, thank God we didn't have two bottles of this. We're splitting one. That's the bonus of having one bottle when the beer is shit.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, that's horrible, man.
I'm not getting that taste out of my mouth.
Oh, that's fucking horrible.
All right. Let's go do some scoper. We got to cleanse our palates. This is disgusting.
You want to talk about... meanwhile, while you're doing that, you're going to hear a sink run in the background because I'm rinsing these fucking glasses out.
Guess what?
What?
We got nominated.
For what?
We got nominated for a podcast award. How'd that happen? We don't know. Actually, we do know. You guys, our loyal fans, went out. You nominated us. You voted for us. We are up under food and drink for the third annual podcast award. The guys that you should never invite to a party just got nominated. Oh, we could cause some havoc with this.
Yeah, we could.
The last 2 years, Jeffrey T. from the Good Beer Show and good friend of ours, and everyone else over at beersafari.com, he's went the last 2 years, and for some reason, we're the only beer show that's in there. Now, there's a couple other ones that could say they're beer shows, but yeah, they're not like us. We're metal, I guess. Would you say we're metal?
We're metal.
Tinfoil?
Fucking metal.
Either way, we're nominated. So we need you, our faithful listeners, to vote for us. If you go to the shouldidrinkthat.com website, there is a banner ad for the third annual podcast awards. It says vote now. Click on that. It's very important that you do this because they're counting the clicks from that banner. Now, don't go hog crazy and click the shit out of it because that's not going to work because, you know, they check IPs and shit. But click on the banner. It'll take you to the webpage where you can go vote. Now, this is difficult, so pay attention. Scroll down to where it says food and drink, and third from the bottom is Should I Drink That? It's in alphabetical order in case you get lost. Should I Drink That? Vote for us. And while you're at it, also vote for wonderful friends of the show. Under Best Video Podcast is Tiki Bar TV.
Tiki Bar TV.
We had the privilege and the honor and all that happy jazz to go drinking with Johnny Lala and Doc Tiki last year at Pie Camp Pittsburgh.
Great people.
Yeah, we got them drunk. What we do best. So go here. What you can do is you can vote once a day.
I just broke that beer. Go ahead. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt, but that was nasty.
He just burped the beer. So go there. You can vote once a day. Vote for, it goes for about 2 weeks or so, I think until the 11th. Does that sound good?
Right.
So, yeah, something like that. We don't know because we don't fucking pay attention to anything. Go there. Vote for us. And if we win, we get hardware. Like we get like a
laptop desk.
Yeah. But we get like a paperweight that says, Should I Drink That? Podcast Champions of the Universe for Food and Drink.
They're metal.
And actually it's glass. Glass and metal probably, but
yeah.
But if we win this, you know we're gonna throw a bash. We're gonna have some fun. We're gonna have a lot of fun.
Either that or the real happy hour, I'll have a new trophy to send around.
That is true too. Maybe, you know what, maybe we'll start sending this around to our fans. We'll figure something out, because, you know, we're not original.
It'll be back around to us in like a week, dude.
Yeah, we're not original, so, we're going to probably steal it from the real happy hour. It's going to be like that Saturn commercial, where they said every customer or whoever bought a car, you know, they send them the trophy or whatever, that bullshit thing. So, yeah, vote for us.
Please.
Podcast award. Us. Should I Drink That? Father Spoon and Sick Puppy. We're up for a major award.
Fucking A. Christ, dude, I'm happy to just be nominated, but to win, that'd be just fucked up.
You know what happened? They were looking at the list and said, these two guys are nominated. You know what? Let's just throw them in the finals anyways.
Yeah.
We're finalists. Yeah, whatever.
Let's mix it up.
We're going to make it easy for everybody else. Yeah. Get out there and vote for us, please.
Several times.
Yes. Once a day for the next 2 weeks.
Right.
Or so, or whenever we release
Several computers.
Yes, multiple computers, whatever you want to do. But don't do scripts, because that'll totally fuck us over.
Yeah, that would be bad.
That's not cool.
That's not cool.
Yeah, I'll have to kill you. I'll have to put you in a freezer or put a collar bomb around your neck.
Sick puppy will come live with you.
There you go. Maybe that could be an award.
It's be threat enough.
Yes. So, yeah, that's going on. Vote for us, the Podcast Awards. We're going to get a very kick-ass banner, too, if we win. Then we're going to hang up, and it's going to say, like, podcast champs and stuff.
So. And stuff.
And stuff and that.
We was nominated in that.
Yeah. So that's all you're going to hear. By the time you hear this, you probably would have already gotten an email from me. If you're on our mailing list, sign up on our website. And, yeah, there you go. Podcast Awards. Vote for Should I Drink That? And, hey, under Best Produced, they got the Naked Scientists.
I saw that.
Skydiver Girls. Woo.
Hey, read off the mature.
Oh, yeah, you guys got to hear some of these. Or if you want to be pricks and not go to our website to give us the click, it's podcastawards.com. Okay, wait. Which one? You wanted the...
Mature.
The mature ones. Education, gaming, new. Mature. Okay, here we go. Wow.
Yeah.
A Taste of Sex, Don and Drew, I think that's brother and sister, but I
wow.
could be wrong, Keith and the Girl, okay, doesn't have a name, maybe it's a new girl.
Keep going, one of them's my favorite.
Kinky Sex Radio, Marijuana Radio.
Marijuana Radio.
Open Source Sex.
That's my favorite, Open Source Sex. Couple of geeks fucking on a podcast.
Savage Love Podcast. Yeah. Soccer Girl Incorporated.
I didn't get that one at all.
I don't get that either.
Until I went to the website.
What is it?
Freaky.
Is she hot? No.
Okay. No.
And Swinger Cast.
Well, she's hot if you're into that sort of thing.
No, whatever. I'm not going to go. Oh, well, you know what? I can click. There is a link for URLs, too. Let me guess what this chick looks like. Which one did I say? Soccer Girl? Soccer Girl.
Yeah.
All right, let's see here. Oh, the music. Whoa! Dude, what the fuck is this thing?
Yeah, dude, it's a fucked up website.
Wow.
Different kind of stories and shit on there. It's weird.
Oh, no, that's just an ad for GoDaddy. Never mind. Hold on.
Wow. Saw the GoDaddy ad with a chick on it.
Wow, there's a lot of TNA on here.
Yeah. I think that's why
is
it's
that her?
In the mature section.
That might be her. Oh, wait, she got rabbit ears on? She's drinking. Okay.
Yeah.
I can't look at the picture because, yep, lots of TNA on here, and, I can't click on shit.
That's
nice,
all right.
Nice website. Appreciate
it. I just thought
Thanks.
It was funny.
Oh, hey, she's got a comment line that you could... Let's call her.
Nice. Maybe next show.
206-600-4-SEX.
We'll give her a ring. That's funny. We should do that.
Okay.
Note for future show.
Yeah, note for future show.
Call the soccer girl.
Anyways, go to our site and stuff, and we've got more beer to drink. But, yes, very cool, very honorable thing. And we appreciate everyone that voted for us. It's very kick-ass. Thank you so much. We really appreciate this. And
yeah, man, we're overwhelmed.
Go out there and vote one
love.
More. Vote a couple more times. Get us in the final tally here for number one slot. And oh, trust me, we'll figure something out to hook our fans up because this is pretty damn cool.
Yeah, we're stoked.
And there's nothing like having us piss in the cornflakes of every
that's
other.
What I was thinking. That's
every
why,
other professional yeah. podcast that's out there.
That's a beautiful.
And we're
thing.
On the list.
That's why I want to win. Damn it.
Two guys drinking beer.
We are going to so lower the bar when we win.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a beautiful thing.
Got
all right, dude. I hope the second beer is better than the first. We have the Pierre Celis Signature Selection.
Let me see the front of that so I can look it up here quick. Gratin.
Gratin Brown.
Gratin Brown?
Gratin Brown. Unique Belgian Ale.
I've got two browns on here.
6.7% by volume, and 1.9 fluid ounces.
Hey, this is like a collector's bottle. I don't know if you want to drink that.
I'm drinking it.
All right. I don't think you want to drink that. Dude, don't drink it.
Gratin Brown is delicious when fresh, but aged in a cool, dark place, it develops a full, complex character like no other Belgian ale. Hot bitterness will mellow and soften, and a creamy malt character will emerge.
That's it.
Serve cool but never cold in a goblet or wine glass for best flavor and aroma. Uh-oh. Wine glass beer. A unique Belgian classic from the mind of Pierre Celis. Government warning, brewed and bottled by blah, blah, blah. California cash.
Yeah, they're both about in their 80s on Rape Beer and Beer Advocate, so.
Let's give it a shot, man.
Yeah, these reviews aren't very helpful. That's why we go to Beer Advocate. What's that cork like?
Yeah, it's a regular cork. Right. And it's tighter than
that. Oh! You broke the cork!
The cork just broke, man. I didn't even put that much force on the damn thing. Holy shit.
Oh, where's the camera?
Corkscrew
the
time. There's an SIDT first. Right in the middle of showtime. Be right back. I gotta go get a corkscrew.
Oh, hold on,
if I have one.
Oh, that is too damn funny. Oh, man. Well, Sick Puppy's looking for the... Oh, well, he's looking for a corkscrew. You know, a nail works, too.
Yeah.
If you can find one. There is an event coming on here in Pittsburgh, or going on here in Pittsburgh, that I want to talk to you guys about. So, gather around, everyone. All right. Happening the 18th and 19th of August... Us podcasters, vidcasters, bloggers, floggers, smoggers, and everyone else out there in the new media world is getting together in Pittsburgh for PodCamp Pittsburgh 2. What is PodCamp Pittsburgh 2? Well, it's a free unconference. Yeah, check it out. Free. Free. It's for people who create, enjoy, or are interested in learning more about blogs, vlogs, audio, podcasts, video, web video, content networks, and yeah. Oh, a new media monetization. I hate that fucking word.
Monetization.
You're going to poke me in the eye with that goddamn knife. Just overall, monetization. I hate that word. It's just... Oh! I don't know. I don't like it. We have to come up with a new one. Anyways, this is going on the 18th through the 19th at the Art Institute of Pittsburgh, 420 Boulevard of the Allies, 15219. Like I said, it's free. Come to it. Sick Puppy and I will be hanging out in the Mentors Lounge, and we are also working on doing a session with the guys from the Wrestling Mayhem Show. It was grassroots, getting fans type thing. We haven't decided officially what it's going to be called, but we will be there. Wrestling Mayhem guys will be there. All your favorite bloggers, vloggers, and everyone else will be there. Last year we had Tiki Bar TV show up for the after party, which was very cool. It was down in the Pittsburgh South Side at Tiki Lounge. Tiki Lounge or Tiki Bar? What's it called? Yeah, we'll go with that. Tiki Lounge. All right, we go with that. So, yeah. Sign up for this. It's podcamppittsburgh.com or go to the shouldidrinkthat.com website. Click on it, and you can see where you can register to attend. Last we checked, there was about 80 or so people. Last year, there was 200 and some, I believe. People, you could show up the day of the event. It's very cool, it's very free, and it's very interesting. Plus, you get to hang out with us. What more motivation do you need than to hang out with us? And there's hot chicks there, too. Hot geek chicks. Yeah. That's why Sick Puppy's going back. There's a couple of them he wants to go hit on. All of them, yeah. Doesn't even matter if they're hot. He's just going to hit on everybody. So if you're bringing your wife, you might want to put her on a leash.
I can't believe I have to get a tool set out to open a fucking beer. I don't have a fucking corkscrew.
That's too. Why don't you just push it back down into it?
That's what I'm going to try and do.
Oh, this is funny. Oh, get a power drill.
That's what I'm doing.
Is that the bit? Oh, yeah. We've got power tools. I really hope to God this show comes out because this is probably one of the funniest moments we ever had.
Yeah, keep filling all that dead air and bullshitting while I do this.
Okay, yeah, I can absolutely do that as I laugh at you. As all of our fans laugh at you.
Not my fault.
We're laughing at the cork. We're just giggling, having a good time. So, yeah, if you get a chance, sign up for PodCamp Pittsburgh. Come on in. We'll show you around town, maybe. We won't pay for your hotel room or anything like that. I'm still in the process of moving. So I really don't have any floor. Well, I have floor space, but you're going to have to help me unpack. So that's not going to work. Sick Puppy has a couch. And now he has the power drill. You got to do this close to the mic because I want everybody to hear this. This is too damn funny. Oh, look at this. You can always edit this.
Oh, hell no.
We have never had such a difficult time. Open a frickin' bottle of beer. Did you just break the... He just broke the bit in the beer. Dude, we can't even drink this thing. You gotta get your drill bit out of the freaking bottle now. It's stuck in the cork. My God. Redneck craft beer drinking.
This is fucking crazy, dude.
We could not have planned anything even close to this. This is actually pretty funny to watch them. And, you know, I wish we had the video camera set up, because this is pretty damn funny. Now he's got pliers. Jesus. I don't think we're drinking this beer. I'm sorry for everyone that was looking forward to it. No, Sick Puppy's determined. We are drinking this beer somehow. Wow. What's that? I got to see this.
Listen.
I was going to shoot my head. Jesus. But hey, if you haven't done it yet, go ahead and check out the Should I Drink That store. I'm really trying to come up with something to say here, but I'm having way too much fun watching you trying to open this damn bottle. Oh my God, this is... Oh! I heard something. At this point, I don't think we can go any farther with this show. I think we've hit the apex, and I think it's time just to turn it in and call it quits. Oh, there he goes. Never mind. Scratch that. Wow. Dude.
The only bottle of beer you'll find with cork parts and a drill bit at the bottom.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
Who gets the drill bit? That's what I want to know.
We'll see when it pours out. It's like a box of Cracker Jacks. You get a prize inside.
You first. No, I'll pour.
Oh, you're getting his head on that, dude. It's not gonna. You have to find somebody to weigh that thing down. Oh fuck, you're done. You're so done. I think it's safe enough to put a fork in this bottle. Actually, if we had a fork, that would fit that, we probably could have gotten the little metal in your diet's never a bad thing. Good? Are we good to go?
I think so.
Oh my God, look at all the foam. This is truly the reason why we have our tagline. Even if it's crap, we drink it so you don't have to. Because right now, yeah, that's exactly what we're doing. We're living up to our name.
And maybe I'll post a tutorial on how to get a friggin' broken cork out of a bottle without a corkscrew.
Because it's heavy, so it's not going to, you know, some buoyancy is not going to.
And it's dark, so I can't see the fucking drill bit.
Yeah, but it's a pretty decent size one, though. That's a small one. I could choke on my beer. Oh my God, it's the Black & Decker handheld. This is not safe.
So, we had to take a little break there, but I poured my beer. It doesn't look like I have a drill bit in mind. You want to pour yours, Spoon?
We are the jackasses of beer drinking.
Oh, dude, I wish we would have done this on video. That was fucking hilarious.
I couldn't stop laughing. Sister Lushy's now here with us.
A drill bit, pair of needle nose pliers, and some stupidity. Pour slow. You might hear a metal clink in your glass. We had the drill bit inside the beer. Unless I poured it down the sink already. Oh, this is too funny. It might have exploded with all the foam out the sink.
I think it did, because you're not getting anything else rattling in there. Although, you know, there's a lot of head at the bottom of that, right. So it could still be in there at the very bottom.
And when I got that cork out, after having that needle nose in there, it foamed like a son of a bitch.
It smells pretty good, though. Definitely got a nice aroma to it. It's like a malt.
It's a brown.
Definitely got a malt to it.
Smells good. What do you think, Sister Lushy?
And speak loud. I don't know. Sister Lushy's going to drink some of it.
What do you think? Good?
I have a distinct smell.
I think it smells good. Again, you know, after all that drama, this is the Pierre Celis Signature Selection.
Not bad. She says it's not bad.
They need better corks. I'll say that.
Maybe it's just the person I'm working with.
No, it snapped right off.
That's not bad.
No effort whatsoever.
Hmm. Yeah. I'd drink that again. If we could get the cork out of it.
Yeah, that was insane.
Maybe it's the cork that's making it taste better right now.
Yeah, we've got little bits of cork in our fucking beer
it's
now.
It's corky.
Yeah, I I'll give a thumbs up to the Groton Brown.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
Yeah.
Not if I drink it again. But
yeah, not after that cork experience. Yeah. That's a first.
Did I got it in cans?
I doubt it. Fucking cans.
Well, I'm watching my NASCAR. Can I get it in a can?
All right.
Can I get it in the can?
In the can. All right, Spoon, you got anything else you want to bring up?
No. I talked about Podcamp Pittsburgh. And
yeah, you kind of rattled off there while I was doing surgery on the cork. So.
And talked about the nomination. So
right. We meant for this to be a short show anyway. So
what
do you say we wrap this one up?
Yeah.
And you guys are
going to
have a video coming up like immediately after this one of the Great Kangaroo
Crystal Palace
Gin Challenge. So look forward to that. And
this segment was basically to get you on your way to work.
Yeah.
And something to listen to.
Pimp the vote.
Because Sister Lushy's ready to kick my ass.
Right.
It's time for a shower.
Yes, it's time for, after 12 hours of working, it's time for a shower.
Lushy reeks.
Smell like what?
Bread.
Smell
like stale bread, maybe.
The beer smells like bread.
At one point, it might have been.
Yeah. All right, so this has been Sick Bubby.
This is the most reverend... Ugh, Father Spoon.
We're tired as shit. Saying, where the fuck out.
Yeah, I'm going to go take a shower and go to bed.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening to this train wreck of a...
Hey, go out and vote for us.
Yes,
because you love us.
And kill yourself.
Bitches!
This is an important message from the Beer Report.
Or one of the members of the Beer Report. Okay. Hey, everybody. This is Groucho, and I am chudless at the moment. Just wanted to send out this short little reminder. If you haven't heard, one of our podcast buddies from BeerSafari.com has been nominated for Best Food and Drink Podcast, whatever that means. Anyway, it's an award. It's a big deal, and it's ShouldIDrinkThat.com. Just go to PodcastAwards.com, click on the link, or the tab or whatever that thing is, and make sure you select Should I Drink That. Enter early and enter often. Let's make these guys win. Let's fucking knock around some of these wine casts and some of these other bullshit podcasts on there. I ain't even heard of half these shows, so maybe you haven't heard of ShouldIDrinkThat.com. I'm sure you have. Spoon's a big part of our forum, and he's a big part of the Beer Safari website. Make sure you go to podcastawards.com, go down to the food and drink category, and if you only vote for one podcast, make sure you vote for shouldidrinkthat.com. If you do, and they win, Spoon said send all of our listeners a free Yingling. How do you like that?
Ah.
So I think that's inspiration to do something. No, get out there and vote. Do it for the team. Do it for the Beer Report. We'd really appreciate it.